How good the Lord Jesus is, full of mercy and grace. He's made us partakers of his glory, and we shine out into this dark world with unspeakable beauty. May his grace and mercy be with you all. I had spent much time in glorious worship, and when I took a break for lunch, the Lord convicted me of a sin, and I came running to him in contrition. After we had resolved it, he began speaking to me for you. And this is what he said. I know you are all expecting me soon, and that is precisely where I have wanted you. All I ask now is to drop the tension and continue on in good works until the light of day is gone. By that I mean a time when no man can work, when the oppression is so dark, prayer is your only recourse. But now the day is with you. Now there are yet things to do, and because you have kept careful watch over yourselves, you are positioned in your bridal gowns, keeping them clean and constantly on the watch. Do not look for the big sins, my brides. Watch out for the little foxes, a little compromise here and there. Satan does not tempt you with the big sins until you've been weakened and separated from me by the little ones. Have you ever watched lions hunt? Yes, they sneak through the grass and watch the herd, picking out the one that wanders off. When you feel your connection with me weakening, unless it is a deliberate thing on my part to give vision to others, when you see that, be extra cautious and be sure you have not made little compromises. Those who have wandered off from the protection of the herd, not paying attention to where the others are, they are so busy feeding and enjoying the fresh, thick grass. Those forget to look around them. So it is with you. You are so taken up with the fascination of pleasures and other things, you break away from your usual wariness. This is when the serious consequences can strike. Then you are out from under the protection of the corral I have placed around the herd. Claire is poignantly aware of that now. She let her guard down, and the enemy got a few swipes in. And at that point, I thought I should share with you what happened. Yep, it was my Black Panther again. It had been bothering me for weeks that we might not have enough really healthy food. And I began thinking about what we would need before the Lord took us in the rapture, if we were here for a week or two. And I reasoned in my mind that whatever was left would be given to others anyway in our little food bank. So I rationalized myself into the store and bought healthy dry foods to back up the canned goods in the pantry. Something about this didn't feel good, but I blamed it on the enemy trying to prevent me. Deep in my heart, I suspected I might be wrong, but I didn't want to know, so I didn't check. But I proceeded in self-will. Ezekiel tried to call me on the phone, but the ringer was off my cell phone, so I never heard him. Then today, at lunch, after worship, I was touching in with the Lord and the Bible promises and got some very bad and scary readings. Pride and honesty. God puts down the man filled with pride, but he saves the one who is not proud. And it is a height of pride to think that I know better than God and to do something he didn't want done. Then conviction set in. I felt faint and couldn't eat another bite of food. All I wanted to do was go into a hole and repent before the Lord. In his amazing kindness, he said very clearly, I'm not here to condemn you, but to correct you. Jesus continued, I wanted to warn her before it got any worse. She knew in her heart of hearts that what she did was not pleasing to me. She stopped trusting me and covered herself. That can carry over into more and more independent thinking and a spiritual deafness that allows you to do as you please. My precious brides, I know how anxious many of you are. Some have been instructed to put up food and water, and some have not. Always prefer my way, and do not allow fear, self-will, and disobedience to get a hold of you. So now I am addressing you while you are in the waiting posture. You know this place well, but there is still much tension in your hearts. I want you to rest in me. Allow me to carry the tension, and you put yourselves in a posture of rest in my arms and do whatever is before you. Worry and fear will wear you out, and when you're tired, you are again an easy catch for Satan. Rather, I want you to be resting in me, being strengthened every day, fully aware that at any moment the whole world could be turned upside down. Many of you, if not all, who listen to this channel and take my words to heart, are ready. Your lamps are lit. You carry extra oil and you are ready. It has taken a good 12 months to get you to this point, but now you are here. You know well what your sins and vices of the past are, and you are alert, paying close attention to yourselves, lest you should fall. And you are not over-investing in this world, because you know your time here could end at any moment. Maintain this disposition, dear ones. Maintain it with the added virtue of resting in me. Trust, patience, confidence. At this point, the Lord quickened two scriptures to me. In your patience, you possess your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. That's Luke 21:17. The Lord continued, and this scripture describes perfectly where you are standing right now. And this scripture as well was quickened to me. For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. That's Isaiah 30:15. The Lord continued, these are my recent counsels to you. The groom was delayed. My grace is sufficient for you. And have courage. I have overcome the world. Now, my precious brides, I'm asking you to cultivate the art of resting in me. Know for certain that I said I would rise again from the dead, and I did. And I have told you I'm coming back for you, to take you to your reward, just as surely as I went to my reward when I rose from the dead. Understand that what I did was outrageous, unheard of, and what I'm going to do for you is exactly the same. I am raising you from the mortal bodies of earth, bound for decay and death, into life immortal in the very same glorified body that I too assumed. You are bound and destined as my bride to be raised to the fullness of life everlasting in the perfect expression of all that I am. In other words, the mortal will put on immortality just as Paul promised. There will be nothing lacking to you. Nothing whatsoever shall be denied you, because you will be in complete and everlasting harmony with me in heaven, and your every wish shall be given you. You will no longer struggle with the little foxes. You will have complete victory over yourselves. You will no longer limp or be in pain. You will no longer feel the acute pain of this sinful world and the degeneration brought on by Satan at the fall. You will be completely free, fulfilled, happy, blissful and productive in my kingdom, whether you worship day and night in the court of heaven or return to earth with me to serve. So much you never dreamed possible shall soon be accomplished. This is not a myth. It is a fact. It is what I promised, and I will deliver. What is written is already accomplished in heaven. Be steadfast and practice the art of waiting on me in a state of perfect rest, knowing that soon all will be fulfilled. But until that very moment, my grace is shining in and through you and touching all souls of this world with the supernatural expression of your faith in action. Be wise, be discerning, be peaceful and at rest. In this way, you, my bride, will shine gloriously as I return to carry you over the threshold of eternity, where we shall be together forever and ever. I have said it. I shall accomplish it. Your part? Keep your gown clean and rest in me. Should you for one moment give in to fear and impatience, complaining or unbelief, you need only to cry out in your heart where I live, and I will restore to you what you cannot restore to yourself. Be little in my heart and in your own eyes, and I will not fail to do in you what you cannot do for yourself. In this very moment, this is my perfect will for you. Rest in me, in quietness, in confidence, in total faith. Rest in me.